Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Jeff Duffy back here at the Huron Arena. That timeout from Huron Community Campus. They offer courses through Northern State University. The silent auction has indeed closed. I did get something, so I'm happy with that. And we thank everyone who made a bid on the silent auction. Again, all that money will go to the We Got You Covered program at Huron Regional Medical Center. Off the timeout, serve. Hines on serve, receive. Set and just over the net, rolls over. Meg Morideth, I'd rather be lucky than good. It hit off the top of this tape and then just went straight down, and there was nobody that could make a play on it for Jefferson. Meg Morideth picks up her second kill. 8-3. Jefferson leading. Haley Rogers, serving specialist, on the floor for the Tigers. Serve back row, Bowen on serve, receive. Set to the left, here's the hit, cross court, drilled down the middle. Isabel Simmons, she's been the main arm tonight. 9-3, Jefferson leading already, a dozen kills for Isabel Simmons. 9-3, Jefferson. Brosnahan serving, and Davis can't handle it in the back row on serve, receive, an ace for Brosnahan. And it's 10-3, Jefferson. 10-3, Jefferson leading. Brosnahan serving. Serve, receive, back row, Davis. Back set, hit by Dreyer, block. Jefferson gets control. Backline attack, Brosnahan uses the net, dug out. Overpass going to be drilled back, and Huron keep it alive. They do with the tip by Carr. Back set, tip back by Davis. Set to the left this time. Sabres goes down the line, and Gergen can't come up with the dig. Sabres gets her third kill, 11-3, as again Jefferson is opening it up here in set number two. Brosnahan to serve for Jefferson. And played by Knight on serve receive. Pass ahead, Hines. Davis will two-hand tip to the back row. Played by Horner. Overpass by Jefferson. Huron returns it. Set to the left. Sabres has to back up and just free ball it. Dug out by Knight. Back set. Right side hit. Dreyer punches it through the block for the kill. Dreyer with her second kill. 11-4. Jefferson. Huron gets the serve back. Juergens in. Dreyer out. Juergens will serve and play the back row rotations. Serve, floater back row, serve, receive, Horner. Not a great pass, but they get it under control, and then Simmons just buries it off of Knight. Looked like Knight tried to pull back and could not. Kill for Simmons, her 13th, Baker's dozen. They got 12 on the board. 12-4, Jefferson with the lead. Chloe Grabo on to serve. First time I remember her being in. Serve, receive, back row, Hines. Set to the left. Davis hits to the corner. Nobody home. Davis with the kill. Huron gets another one back. It's 12-5. Davis with her second kill. Bowen back in now. Libero for Jefferson. And Davis, who just got the kill, steps back and serves. Serve to the corner. Serve, receive, Horner. Pass ahead. Just going to be a free ball by Sabres. Hines is there from the net. Gergen back sets. Here's the hit by Carr. Blocked. Saved nicely by Sabres. Sabres will hit off the left side and punches it through the Huron block. Sabres with the kill, and it's 13-5. Sabres now with four kills, three in this set. Avery Schmidt to serve, the setter for Jefferson. Jefferson has controlled things to this point. Into the net, service error. Second service error of the night on Jefferson, 13-6. Hilton Hines to serve for Huron. Huron's made a complete rotation. Hines serving for the second time. Shanked in the back row. Bowen saves it, and Jefferson does get it across. Nope, outside the antenna. We'll give Hines the kill, the ace, 13-7. Had the right idea, they just couldn't get over properly. Hines again with the serve. Serve receive handled by Krull. Set hit into the net. His Sabres hitting air puts Huron back within five at 13-8. Hines with the serve again as Huron trying to get some momentum back here in set number two. Serve back to the corner. Brosnahan, serve receive. Set in the middle. The hit by Simmons. That's Audrey this time. Dug out. Hit by Knight into the back row. Bumped by Bowen. Sabres on the left side. Was it blocked? It was. And out of bounds. Huron saying it was in the net. And I think they're going to confer here before they award the point now. Couldn't tell. Now, the Huron girls say they did not touch it on the block, so all four officials are going to come together, see if anybody saw the touch for sure or not on the Huron block. It's either a kill for Jefferson, and they are going to give it to Jefferson, and it's 14-8. Of course, now I don't remember who got the kill on that for Jefferson either. Krull serving for the Cavaliers. Serve receive Hines. Overpass going to be knocked back by Sabres. Dug out. Bumped by Gergen to the left. The hit back row Knight. Back set Schmidt. Brosnan with the left-handed tip. Dug out by Davis. Set for Knight. Her hit blocked back. Dug out nicely by Gergen. Pass ahead. Knight going to slap it back row, this time to Bowen. Schmidt with the set in the middle. Simmons with the tip over the block and in front of Juergens. Nice touch by Audrey Simmons as she'll get another kill. Her first of this set. She has four total, 15-8 Jefferson. Krull, back row, serve receive for Juergens. Set, Meg Moradeth pretty much throws it into the net. Air by Huron, 16-8 Jefferson. Peyton Krull serving for Jefferson. Serve receive back row Davis. Back set, make more death right. Comes back in the middle, drops it right in front of Krull. Nice touch that time by Meg Moradeth. Sam gets the kill, and Huron back within 17-9. Kill number three for Samantha Meg Moradeth. Gergen serving now for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve receive, down to get it. Bowen at the net, blocked back by Knight. Jefferson gets control. Sabres will hit cross court. Set to Knight. Knight with the hit cross court. Bowen stays with it. Schmidt will set. Left side Sabres took something off it and dropped it right in front of Gergen, just inside the pin as well. Sabres with five kills, four in this set, 18-9. Jefferson, Bowen serving for Sioux Falls Jefferson. Serve receive, back row Knight, back set to Addy. Addy with the hit, blocked, and they can't dig it out. Addy Knight with the kill as she defeated the double block. Third kill for Addison Knight, 18-10. Jefferson, Knight will step back and serve now for Huron. Davis moves to the front row. I have 18-10 on my sheet. They have 17-10 on the scoreboard. We'll go with that, I guess. Set to the left. Here's the hit. Simmons way long. And here I'm back within 17-11.
Ready to serve.
17-11. Serve receive. Back row Krull. Set to the left. There's the big hit. Going long was Isabel Simmons. And here on again within 5, 17-12. Addy Knight trying to build some momentum here from the service area. A little short one that time. Krull on the serve, receive, back set, right side this time. Sabres. Tigers got a block, slap back, but a neck call going to go on Huron. 18-12, the lead back at 6 for Sioux Falls Jefferson. Lining up the serve again, Sienna Sabres for Jefferson. Serve, receive, Hines, back set, Dreyer off that right pin. They're going to have a late whistle. I think they're going to call a double hit on Gergen. Gergen was backpedaling and trying to get the set secured, and that momentum sometimes works against you. 19-12, Sabres serving. Serve, receive, back row. Here's the back set. Dreyer on the right side, pops it in the middle. Dig by Krull goes into the stands, and Huron gets another one back. It's 19-13. So we get a couple of subs come in. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on for Huron. It looks like Alexis Ziegeldorf will come in for the Tigers as well. Chloe Carr might need a, looks like she needs a little trainer attention. I didn't see what happened to her there, but they're kind of walking her off to the end of the bench, and training staff going to look at Chloe Carr. Didn't see what happened there. But she is off the floor, and Ziegeldorf is on. Free ball, back roll by Jefferson. Dig by Rogers, back set. Dreyer with the hit, nice dig, back roll Horner. Right side, they hit Brosnahan. Nice dig, Rogers, but can't play it off the net. And it's 20-13. Boy, Chloe Carr, she's going into the trainer's room, so I did not see what happened there. All of a sudden, they were subbing her out, and her brother, Dr. Will, I think, going to take a look at her along with the trainer as well. 20-13, Jefferson, back row, serve, receive, bumped. Right side hit, Dreyer, blasts it back row. Jefferson ready for it. Off the left side, the hit goes way long. Hitting air by Krull. And Huron gets one back. It's 20-14, Jefferson. Juergens in to serve and play back row as Dreyer comes off the floor. Juergens measures up the serve. Back row and serve receive Horner. Back set, right side hit. Simmons block. Dug off the net by Ziegeldorf. Davis off the left side, pops it back row. Nice dig, back row Horner. Backline attack, Brosnahan, but she just kind of floats it. Set to the left, here's Davis again. Big swing, went into the net, I believe, four-hit attack. Four-hit attack, and 21-14. Jefferson 4 points away here in the second set, already leading one set to none. And Grabo to serve for the Cavaliers. Serve, receive, Hines. Bumped by Gergen. Hit from the middle. Davis goes to the corner. Grabo there. Left side, just a little tip. Davis able to dig it. Quick set across Gergen. Here's the hit off the overpass, and Huron can't get to it. And I believe that was Schmidt again, the setter. I just thought, you know what? I'm in the front row. I want to take a swing. She did. Gets the kill. Her second. 22-14. 3 points away for Jefferson. Grabo continues to serve this rotation for the Cavaliers. Serve receive, back row Hines, set to the left. Hit by Davis, punched it through the block, but Jefferson controls. Simmons into the back row, shanked in the back row by Juergens. That was Aubrey Simmons with the kill. She's got five, first of this set, and 23-14. Jefferson 2 points away in set two. Serve back row, serve receive Knight. Quick set by Gergen, but ready for it was Horner. Quick set across by Jefferson. Gergen with the set. Davis left side blocked, and it lands in. I thought it was going to go out. So did Davis, but the block, it did go, did stay on the line, and not sure who got that block kill, but it's set point now, 24-14. It was either Schmidt or Krull. I'll give it to Krull, and I don't know why I did. I just did. Gergen sets. Back set. Ziegeldorf right side blocked. Dug out and hit, crawl into the net. And Huron stays alive at 24-15. Late in set two, Jefferson trying to put this one away and go up two sets to none. Allie Davis will serve for the Huron Tigers. Davis off the top of the net gets the ace. And I've said that many times, when you can get the serve to come off that tape, there's just not a lot the other team can do on serve receive. That'll be an ace for Allie Davis. Serve receive, this time Jefferson handles it. Left side into the net, hitting air by Simmons. 24-17. Here on back within seven, remains at set point. What's a set point three? Or set point four? I think a set point four for Jefferson. Davis serves. Serve receive, set to the left, the hit, and that will end it. The big hit that time by Krull. goes off of Juergens, and set two goes to Jefferson, 25-17. Cavaliers up two sets to none. Here on Community Campus Timeout, 2 minutes, then we're back here to the arena, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant seed screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4188.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza, or online at sungoldsports.com, or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting events. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Pierre leads Yankton now 2-1. Yankton took the first set 29-27, then Pierre 25-19, 25-21. Lincoln up on Brookings 2-1. Lincoln winning the first two, 25-18 and 16. Brookings the third set, 25-18. Let's see, Washington leads Watertown. That's number four against number five. It's 2-1. Washington with the third set going 35-33. You don't see that often. Roosevelt a sweep of T area, 25-16, 13 and 11. Harrisburg swept Aberdeen 25-18, 21, and 11. And that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, the silent auction for Breast Cancer Awareness Night did end at 8 o'clock. I believe you can still go on the site and make donations to the cause till 10 o'clock tonight. Again, all the profits off of that will stay right here in Huron to the HRMC Foundation We Got You Covered program, which provides for low-cost and free mammograms to those in the area who are in need of one. Been a good partnership between Huron Tiger Volleyball and HRMC Foundation here the past several years. And the profits from the T-shirt sales, and there's a lot of these pink T-shirts in the gym tonight, and the profits from that also go to We Got You Covered. We start the third set. Serving is Peyton Krull for Jefferson. Serve receive, back row Hines, back set, Dreyer off the right side, will just pop it back row. Bowen back sets, behind the line though, hit. Tigers got a block on it, dug out by Knight, set the hit, and Davis will hit it wide left. Bowen touched, no, but it was touched by Jefferson, so Huron has the lead 1-0, and that's a kill for Davis. Or do they call somebody in the net? I didn't see for sure what happened there, because I just thought it was out on Huron. Ziegeldorf in, as again Chloe Carr had to come out of the game and she went right to the locker room. 1-0 lead for Huron in set three. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on for Huron, into the net. That's the first service error on Huron tonight. There's only been two on Jefferson. We're tied at one here in set three. Brooke Bowen, libero, serving now for Jefferson. She'll send it to the right and send it wide right. Davis watched it go out. You're on up 2-1, so back-to-back service errors, one on each side. And 2-1 lead here on in set number three. Serve to the back row, serve, receive, Krull. Set in the middle for Brosnahan, blocked by Davis, but she can't clean it up off the net. I think she got called for the illegal hit on the second hit off the net. Brosnahan will get the kill. She's got seven. And we're tied at two. Sienna Sabres serving. Overpass by Huron. Schmidt will set it. Tried to quick set across. Davis misplayed it. Schmidt will get another kill and first lead of set three for Jefferson. Avery Schmidt now with three kills. Setter for Jefferson. You know, Jefferson hasn't played as nearly as many girls as I thought they were going to. Sienna Sabres serving. Serve, receive, Hines. Back set. Zegeldorf with the hit up the middle. Nice dig. Overpass. Huron can go again. Set to the left side. This time Davis. Block but out. Davis with the kill. And we're tied at three. Ellie Davis, I got her for her third kill. And Davis will step back and serve for the Huron Tigers. And just as I said, not as many girls have played here, but now for the first time that I remember, Kayla Newberg into the back row for Jefferson, and she takes the serve receive right away. Brosnahan, right side, goes cross court and shanked in the back row by Hines. Brosnahan with the kill. She's got eight. And Jefferson up 4-3 in set three. Brosnahan steps back to serve now for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Serve receive, that's going to be an ace. Davis had to go down to her knees and did keep it off the floor, but it just hardly stayed off the floor, went straight off the net. That'll be an ace for Brosnahan, and now 5-3 Jefferson. Brosnahan floats it back row to Juergens. Here's the quick set across, blocked at the net by Simmons. 6-3 Jefferson. It was kind of a high pass from the back row. Gergen tried to tip it across, which she did, but Isabel Simmons was right there to block it back. Brosnahan on the serve. Juergens on serve receive. Back set, right side. Hit by Zegeldorf, blocked at the net. Overpass going to be cranked, but out by Simmons. Here on back within 6-4 on the Jefferson air. Meg Moradeth into the front row. Zegeldorf out. And serving for Huron is Hines. Hines, serve receive back row, Newberg. Set to the left, the hit by Sabres through the block of Meg Moradeth, Peyton Krull. Peyton Krull with the kill, her third. 7-4 Jefferson. In to serve for Jefferson now is Chloe Grable. 7-4 Jefferson leading. They're up two sets to none on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Serve Davis in the back row. Gergen will back set and to the corner. Nobody home. Nice placement. Nice set. And Meg Moradeth read the floor. Saw she had a wide open corner. Meg Moradeth with the kill. She's got four. 7-5 here on within two. And Dreyer into the front row as Juergens comes off for the Tigers. Gergen serving for the pink. Back to the corner, and that will drop right in front of Newberg for an ace. Second ace of the night for Jency Gergen. 7-6 here on back within one. Gergen again with the serve, floats it to the corner. Newberg, trouble with the handle, chased down by Bowen. Third hit. And Schmidt will get it across. Gergen from the net with the set. Dreyer with the hit. Too long. Had the right idea. We had it set up, but just a couple of feet out. And Jefferson will get one back. It's 8-6 Cavaliers. Sabres checks into the front row for Jefferson. And Avery Schmidt will serve for the Cavaliers. Serve receive, Knight in the back row, bumped ahead by Gergen. Knight will hit into the back row. Serve received by the dig by Brosnahan, is what I'm trying to say. And while stumbling through that, Krull gets the kill. She has 5 kills and the lead back to 9-6. Jefferson. Schmidt again with the serve for the Cavaliers. Serve received, down to get it. Knight kept alive. Knight will hit. Drill it right into the middle. Kind of went over Sabres, and then nobody else could make a play on it. Addie Knight has 4 kills, 9-7. Huron back within 2 and set 3. Just want to keep it close against this powerful Jefferson team. Serve receive. Schmidt will keep it alive. Will be hit into the net by Krull. Krull really didn't get a clean serve receive there. And Huron a little run to pull within 9-8. Chance to tie here with Addison Knight on the serve for the Pink. Serve received, back row. That's handled by Krull. Krull will hit off the right side, partially blocked. Back set, right side, Dreyer off the pin. Nice dig by Bowen. The tip in the middle. Jefferson gets it across, set for Davis this time. Dug out by Schmidt, bumped ahead. Right side hit, cross court by Sabres. Huron bumps it off the right side, Dreyer. Blocked back by Simmons, but somebody was in the net for Jefferson. And Huron has come back to tie it at 9. And Huron a chance for the lead here in set 3. Addie Knight been serving well. Goes to the corner, down to get it, and that'll be an ace. It ate up Krull in the back row. She kept it off the floor, but hit it off the bottom of the net. Nobody can make a play on the ace by Knight. Huron takes a 10-9 lead. Second ace this set for Huron. Serve to the corner, goes wide left. Service error, we're tied at 10. Just the second service error tonight on Huron. But that was the best run Huron's had tonight. Peyton Krull will serve for Jefferson. Back row, Hines on serve receive. Gergen will bump it. Right side, tap to back row. Jefferson digs it out, bumped ahead. Brosnahan, right side. Floats it in the middle, and Dreyer can't come up with the dig. And Brosnahan, again, she doesn't have to hit it hard. She sees the floor well, gets the kill there. She's got 9. And Jefferson up again at 11-10. Krull serving. Serve received by Knight. Back set. Dreyer with the hit. Floats it back row. Nice dig. Kept alive by Simmons. Right side hit by Sabres. Knight with the dig. Set. Right side tip into the middle by Davis. Cleaned up by Jefferson, hit off the left side, and it drops in a line. I think Huron got a block on it anyway. That'll be a kill for Sienna Sabres. She's got 6 total, and the lead 12-10, Jefferson. Jefferson trying to string together a run. Serve, receive. Hines bumped across, hit by Davis into the back row, just long. And now Jefferson on a 4-0 run to lead 13-10. Krull serving for the Cavaliers. Goes over to the corner. Knight, a nice recovery. Sent ahead. And just going to be a free ball by Davis to Simmons. Quick set in the tip by Brosnahan. Nice dig by Knight. Here comes Davis trying to go across the net. Dug out. Here's the hit by Sabres through the block and at the feet of Gergen. Sienna Sabres with her 7th kill. 5-0 run by Jefferson, and they're up 14-10 here on timeout. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
14-10, Jefferson leading now. That timeout from here on Community Campus. They offer $40 credit hours for in-person classes at Huron Community Campus. Best value in higher education in South Dakota. Jefferson on a 5-0 run after Huron had a brief lead. Jefferson up two sets to none, 25-11, 25-17. On your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Off the Huron timeout, Jefferson serving. To the corner, Knight on serve receive, set. To the right side pin, Dreyer, nice dig in the back row by Schmidt. Right side hit, Brosnan, blocked back by Huron, and Jefferson will get it across from the net. Gergen will back set. Here's Dreyer, whaps it down. Nice dig back row. Brosnan will hit to the corner. Great play by Hines. Here comes the attack by Davis. Dug out, and Jefferson can't get over to it. Davis with the kill. Great plays on both sides of the net. A great dig by Hilton Hines. Kept it alive for Huron. Davis with the kill. She's got four, 14-11. Huron back within three. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on for Huron, is Hines will take her obligatory one rotation seat. Serve back row and serve received by Bowen. Jefferson in chase mode. Simmons will hit it long. Jefferson never got it set up that time. And on the third hit, Simmons sent it way out of bounds. 14-12. Huron back within two. Huron staying with Jefferson here in set three. Rogers again on the serve for the Tigers. Into the net, service error. Lead back at 3, 15-12, Jefferson. Three service errors on Huron. They've all come in this set. Hines back on the floor for Huron. And Brooke Bowen, libero, serving for Sioux Falls Jefferson. Serve received Davis. Back set, here comes Dreyer with the tip. And was it touched? Huron saying it was touched, and none of the officials say it was. And, yep, they're going to say it was a point for Jefferson, 16-12. Bowen on the serve again for Jefferson. Davis on serve receive. Gergen will bump it right back to Alley. Davis hits cross court. Bowen there. Schmidt will set from the middle this time, and Simmons slams it down. That was Isabel with the kill. She's got 15 now. And Jefferson getting some space here at 17-12 in set three. Bowen serving again. Serve received. Davis slides to get to it. Back set Dreyer. Her hit and a quick whistle. What we call there, double hit on Gergen on the set. And Jefferson threatening to pull away here now in set three, up 18-12. Huron had it down to two, but now a 4-0 run again by Sioux Falls Jefferson, and they have the lead up to six. Serve received, Knight back row, and did not get a clean hit on it. The pass off target, 19-12. That's an ace for Brooke Bowen. Bowen, her first ace of the night. Short serve this time. Gergen there. Bumped ahead by Hines. Hit by Davis. Tipped at the net, and then the back row froze. That'll be a kill for Davis. 19-13 Jefferson. Allie Davis now with five kills, I believe, that leads Huron tonight. Serving Maddie Jergens into a serve and play back row for the Tigers. Back row serve received by Krull. Back set, right side. The tip by Sabres off of Davis and will go out of bounds. Another kill for Sabres. She has eight. 20-13, Jefferson now 5 points away. Sabres serving, just got the kill. Now she steps back to serve. Into the net, service error Jefferson, 20-14. That is the second service error this set on Jefferson. They have four total. Davis steps back to serve for Huron. She'll send it back row. Bowen. Schmidt's going to bump it to the left to Simmons. Down the middle. Shanked by Hines in the back row. Isabel Simmons with the kill. It's 21-14. 16 kills now for Isabel Simmons. Brosnahan back to serve for Sioux Falls Jefferson. And serves long. Duran gets one back. It's 21-15. Third service error this set on Jefferson.
Hines with the serve.
Hilton Hines serving now for Huron, trailing by six in set three, down 0-2. To the corner, Brosnahan did keep it off the net, but then going up and knocking it back on the overpass, made Mora Death for the kill. That was set up a near ace by Hines. But on the overpass, Meg Moradeth able to slam it back, her fifth kill, 21-16 Jefferson. Serve back row and serve receive Newberg. Off the right side, the tip through the block, kill for Krull. 22-16, 3 points away for Jefferson. That brings Audrey Simmons back in for Jefferson. And Grabo in to serve for the Cavaliers. Serve back row played by Davis. Gergen quick set across. Jefferson was there. Overpass by Jefferson. Slam back by Meg Moradeth. Samantha with another kill. Huron within five. Not going down without a fight here. That's six kills for Samantha Meg Moradeth. 22-17. Jefferson's lead cut to five. And Gergen serving for the Huron Tigers. Into the net. Service error. 23-17 as Jefferson gets the point back. Third service error on Huron this set. They had none in the first two. Avery Schmidt with the serve now for Jefferson. They're 2 points away from a sweep. Serve received. Knight had to run up to get it. Did not get a good handle on it. Ace for Jefferson, and they're at match point. 24-17, the ace for Avery Schmidt. That's her second tonight. Match point Jefferson at 24-17. To the corner, played by Knight. Back set, Knight will hit from the back row, just tap it across. Little traffic congestion there. The tip goes off the antenna. Jefferson just never got it set up there on the dig. Had a couple of girls come together and just nobody got a clean hit on the second hit. They wound up going into the antenna. 24-18 remains match point with Knight serving, Bowen on serve receive. Set in the middle, Audrey Simmons dug out by Hines. Bumped ahead, Davis right side will go way long. Was there a touch? There was not. And it's a sweep for Jefferson. They'll win it in straight sets tonight, 25-11, 17-18. Jefferson now 13-1. Huron drops to 6-12. Here on Community Campus Timeout, Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Back here at the arena as we start the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Still getting some of my numbers together here as Jefferson, ranked number two in the state, and they show it with the sweep here tonight, 25-11, 17-18. Tigers now the weekend off before they travel to Pierre for a second meeting with the governors next Tuesday, and I believe that's the only match of the week next week, and some well-deserved rest for the Tiger volleyball team after that. So Jefferson, they just kind of flexed their muscle. We knew it was a very good team, even though they did have some losses off of last year, but only one loss on the season. So, you know, they definitely have things going their way. Let's take another timeout of 2 minutes. I'll work on the stats here. Coach Lean will come up. We'll pick a Sun Gold Sports player of the game. All right now, 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass post game continues. Again, that Huron Community Campus timeout. Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credit hours, in-person classes, the best value in higher education. Here's the stats as Jefferson wins in straight sets tonight, now 13-1 on the season. Siena Sabres, I don't know what I'm doing with my adding there. Siena Sabres ended up with 8 kills tonight. 6 kills, 3 aces for Peyton Krull. Isabel Simmons, 16 kills. She had a big first set. Emery Brosnan, 9 kills, 2 aces, 1 ace for Brooke Bowen. 2 kills, 2 aces, Avery Schmidt. 5 kills for Audrey Simmons. For Huron, now 6-12 on the season. Jency Gergen had a pair of aces. Samantha McMorideth, 5 kills, 1 kill, Chloe Carr. Hilton Hines with an ace. 2 kills, Aurora Dreyer. 6 kills, 1 ace, or excuse me, I'm really off. Okay, there I see. 4 kills, 1 ace for Addie Knight, and 5 kills, 1 ace for Allie Davis. So those are the stats as Huron drops it in straight sets tonight. And we'll wait for Coach Lean to come up, pick that player of the game, and more. We'll run down some scores coming up after another 2-minute timeout from Huron Community Campus. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Hofer and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and
and area high school sports.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at the arena, continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Let's do a look at the scores here tonight in Double A. Pierre has defeated Yankton. Yankton took the first set 29-27, but then Pierre three in a row, 25-19, 25-21, 25-19. Lincoln leads Brookings two sets to one, 25-18, 25-16. Then Brookings 25-18. I haven't had an update on that in a while. Washington pulled out a four-set win over Watertown. The first set went to Watertown 25-14. The second set to Washington 25-17. Set three, 36-34. I don't know if I've seen a score that high in volleyball. I certainly don't see it very often. 36-34, the third set to Washington. Then they finished it out 25-23 to win it in four. Harrisburg, a three-set sweep over Aberdeen, 25-18, 21, and 11. Roosevelt swept T area, 25-16, 13, and 11. That's what we have on the AA scores here for this evening. We'll take another time out of 2 minutes from here on Community Campus as we continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
The fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the Huron Arena, continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, waiting for Coach Lean, still in the locker room at this point. Just kind of looking over the silent auction. Again, the silent auction did close at 8 o'clock. I got one item, so that's what I was looking for. Looks like we had a couple items. I went for pretty high, and again, all that money raised through the T-shirt sales and the silent auction will go right to Huron Regional Medical Center, the We Got You Covered program, a fund that provides for low-cost and free mammograms for those in the area in need. Always a good partnership between volleyball, Huron Tiger Volleyball and HRMC Foundation. It's been a partnership here now for the past several years. So, again, been another successful year of raising money for that fund. We have football coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 with the pregame from Tiger Stadium. Mitchell Colonels and Huron Tigers. The past several years, it's always been a close game between the two teams, and can't imagine it going any other way here tonight as well, so or tomorrow night as well. So, again, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock with the kickoff. Hard to believe, but we're getting to the end of the football season. Next Thursday is the regular season finale for Huron Tiger football. Nine-man classes and Class 11B wrap up the regular season tomorrow night, and they'll actually be in the playoff bracket starting next Thursday. So getting into that time of year where we're starting to see, well, we've already had soccer end, tennis has ended, golf has ended. Cheer and dance at ESD tonight in Aberdeen. So getting some of those late season events starting to pop up on the calendar as well. Volleyball still has a way to go. Volleyball is the last fall sport to finish up. So we still got 3 weeks left in the regular season, and then 4 weeks from tonight would be SODAC 16 games for double A. Again, Jefferson gets the win tonight in straight sets, 25-11, 17, and 18. That's another Kurtz Heating and Cooling timeout. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout again, 2 minutes, and continue Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate.
Even bigger and faster in person than they were on the film. And so we did a good job. I talked pregame. You know, we're going to try to make some adjustments. I think once the girls settled in and took that deep breath and realized how fast the pace was going to be, we really started getting to where we needed to be. We made some my assistant staff was working their tail off, trying to make sure we had kids in the right spot. I thought they made some great defensive adjustments. You know, Chloe Carr comes out, you know, right after she's hit the 200, and she's not impacting the game yet, but she's about to. She's got to come on. Alexis goes in, does a nice job. Sam picks up some some extra duty there, trying to give her some extra swings. And I thought we did a good job trying to play fast. I just, that energy was solid. From being appropriate as a coach, I would tell you that I think we left some points on the floor. Just silliness, just accidental errors and trying to do too much sometimes. And we weren't getting the touch calls off the high hands, and maybe at times we were missing them, maybe at times they weren't caught. But we just kept swinging at it anyway. We tried to make some adjustments and really couldn't. But credit to Jefferson because they pushed us into most of those chaotic moments in the first place. So.
Mistakes, and you just can't afford them. I guess it's kind of even before spending the mistakes, I got it. And they did have a couple of hitting areas at times, but I don't know how long those were. You almost have to be perfect.
Yeah, well, on a night like tonight, you absolutely do have to be perfect, and we were not there. You know, I mentioned Chloe earlier, too, and I don't want to nag on this necessarily, but as her blocking has come around the last week, last 7 to 10 days, and, when she comes out of the lineup, we lose a little bit of that confidence as well, because she was just starting to get in rhythm from a blocking perspective. And then against a team like Jefferson, you got to have fans over the net all the time. And so that was a little bit unfortunate. I thought because of some of those blocking benefits we had early, they started trying to swing high hands too. That was, they weren't quite jump as high, so they were missing our hands too. So they made those same mistakes we were making. We just weren't able to kind of capitalize on them in tough moments. But I'll tell you, it was really nice to give Hilton her 1,000th dig. That's a really big deal. And if she finishes off this year strong and has a great senior campaign, maybe we'll make her another poster next year at 2,000 if there's any luck with that. But at the end of the day, I thought she played really well. She made some great adjustments. And, we expect her against a team like this to just cover far too much court. And she's covering for teammates who aren't quite getting to the ball. And she did a great job tonight just trying to keep her own, she stays positive. She's our voice out there on the floor, and I just can't express enough, how much we really try to put her in the line of fire to make sure we get ourselves the best chance.
And Hilton Hines is our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game for tonight. And, just kind of expand on that, 1,000 days, and really she kind of took the full-time role just at the beginning of last season, so just over a season and a half, she's adding 1,000. You think it was actually Tuesday night against Roosevelt. Kind of hard to keep up sometimes.
It is hard, and you want to make sure that you get it right, as a coach. You let someone else stat the game, and then you stat it live, and then you relook at it and make sure. And I think it was last time you and I had talked, Tuesday, we thought maybe Hilton had broken the school record for digs in a match. The next look at it, we're going to take one more glance with one more set of eyes, but we believe she's tied the school record. That was in Stevens, representing Stevens last Friday night, where we believe she had 49 digs in that 5-set thriller. So, she really is the kid. Not only do we expect her to play volleyball, we expect her to lead as well. And so I think she definitely deserves that player of the game tonight, because she showed up big in a big night. We wouldn't even be as competitive as we are, not nearly, without her. And on Tuesday next week, when we start getting on the bus heading to clear, she's going to have another big night, because without her, we'll be in big trouble.
Just thinking, what's that, maybe 4,000, 5,000 digs in on the Hines sisters now? That'd be interesting to find.
So, now my wheels are spinning, right? And you got me on live here, and I'm trying to figure out that, Hilton's got 1,000, Hampton went over 1,000, and of course, we all know Haven hit 3,000. So
we are 5,000.
So we are above 5,000 right now between those sisters. And the amount of floor, boy, that'd be crazy to think about. The amount of floor that those three sisters have covered in the, decade they've been playing in the back row of Huron here at the arena is just incredible to think about. So we're blessed to have them. And Caboo, at the end of the day, the volleyball players are hardworking kids and they're good kids. And so they're the kind of kids you build programs around. So Hilton is more than deserving. I'm hoping I make another one of those posters sometime two-thirds of the way through next season with another 1,000 tacked on.
So looking ahead, we've turned off and we're running into the week. Everybody is ready for 2-1 in 4 over Yankees tonight. A lot of familiarity there as they just played it to each other.
Yep, pulled the scouting report out this morning, actually, to see what I have and to see if we can get our hands on any film more recent. And so that's already, you know, at this coaching game, you get it, right? That's already a tonight thing, so we're going to get after that so that we've got a good practice plan ready for tomorrow. Because, again, what we talked about in the locker room is tonight we feel like we need points on the floor because we made some errors, we made some mistakes, we got the right spot defensively. Probably not going to affect the outcome tonight. Those same mistakes on Tuesday is probably going to have a humongous impact on the outcome, and so we've got to shore those up. And that's what we'll be looking for tonight. That's what we'll be working on Friday, Monday, and that's what we'll be thinking about when we get on the bus on Tuesday.
And finally, breast cancer awareness night, always a special night for the girls with the rose ceremony, the big crowd, all the big, raised a lot of money for the weekend recovery program between the T-shirt sales and the Sunday launch. And it's just been a great partnership between the Hurricane Volleyball and the Hurricane.
100%. And the girls are excited every year to fit all three of these extra things tonight on our plates. The silent auction, they were all over town the last 10 days trying to get silent auction items from local businesses, and local businesses deserve all of the praise for their donations, for their everything they're doing to be a part of this HRMC Foundation. Once you get through the silent auction, you talk about, you know, Sun Gold and HRMC Foundation t-shirts, and I don't know what the final number was. I think our goal is to get over 400 t-shirts sold by the looks of the arena tonight. We were there, so that's awesome. And then, of course, honoring the women who have lost the battle, and who have survived the battle of breast cancer. 45 women, I think, tonight were honored in one way or another with that rose dedication ceremony. And so all of those three things, the girls are, and the meaning isn't lost on them, right? They understand it affects our community, it affects our families, and it's a big deal to them to stay healthy, to try all of those things. And so I'm really proud of this group to come and play hard tonight against a really good Jefferson team. Like I said on Tuesday, sometimes it's about more than that.
Now, it's been the intro to the Aaron Tigers tonight. It's following Dave Knight of the Hilton Hines as our single sports player of the game. Timeout 1 minute. We wrap it up on Dakota Sports.
Thank you.
Oh. Hey, we're down to about 39 traveling if you want to come with us.
Oh, okay.
Plan.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll get to you.
Okay.